Whatever looks like a case that the enemy has been using against you, that case is sorted now. Before this day is over, it is evident that your captivity is torn.
God has commissioned Bishop David Oyedepo to preach the word of faith, liberating men everywhere from all oppressions of the devil. Get set for an empowerment that will enable you to rule in the midst of your enemies and subdue them under your feet. Now, Bishop David Oyedepo.
Shall we lift up our two hands to heaven, everyone in church this morning, and appreciate Jesus for bringing you again today. Magnify him for his mighty hand upon your life all through the week. Celebrate him for his goodness and his mercy. Thank you, Father. Take all the glory. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Amen. Father, thank you. Jesus, thank you. Holy Ghost, thank you. You took us through the month of January and again through the month of February. Thank you. You added value to us in January. You added extra value to us in February. Thank you. And thank you for what the month of March holds. Let this month be a month of supernatural marching forward. Let everyone in the winner's family march forward supernaturally this month. In Jesus' precious name. Well, this month, outstanding success is my birthright. Say it loud. Say it convincingly. Say it violently. Say it roaringly. Outstanding success is my birthright. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a big hand and please you may be seated. In Galatians chapter 4 and verse 28, and we brethren as Isaac are the children of promise. Who was Isaac? And Isaac sowed in that land and received in the same year 100-fold. For the Lord blessed him, and the man went forward. He worked strong until he became very great, and the Philistines envied him. And we, brethren, as Isaac, are the children of promise. That means every child of God is born to be envied. Outstanding success that makes others jealous. Receive that understanding and impartation today. And we, brethren, as Isaac, are the children of promise. And Isaac had a massive change of story within 1 year. Aroskenopashia garado sino. This year shall be a year of massive change for someone here. Yeah. 1 year turned the story of Isaac around. 1 year. 1 year turned the story of Isaac around. And we, brethren, as Isaac, are the children of promise. 1 year. This is that year for someone here. This year shall be a year of massive turnaround for somebody. We entered the year 1996. There was no idea of buying an aircraft. It didn't occur. But suddenly, the month of March, the month of marching forward, The Lord said, it's time to get the aircraft. And it came within the same year. The year it was spoken was the year it came. It arrived September 17th. It was spoken in March 23rd or thereabout. And September 17th, it landed. Extra budgetary. Not in view. Something that was not in view for the year is about hitting at somebody's border. And walked up to the platform, and then it's time to spread out. And then our church planting began the following month. It was not in view in 1986, but 87 in April 24, it's time to spread out. And then boom, it happened. Something is breaking forth in someone's life this year supernaturally. Some extra budgetary humbling event is taking place in somebody's life. Somebody believe that? Let me hear your loudest amen. It is your heritage in Abraham to experience a massive turnaround within a year. So this year of surfing the waves of glory is that year where the things you never thought of will come your way positively. Somebody believe that? Let me hear your loudest amen. Every striking success begins with access to his word. They had toiled all night and they had caught nothing. And then suddenly came the word. Cast your net to the right side. And when they had this done, they enclosed great multitude of fishes. Luke chapter 5, verse 1 to 8. And verse 5 says, we have toiled all night and we have caught nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. We have toiled all night and we have remained frustrated. Now that your word has come telling us what to do, I will let down the net. What the word does to turn your story around is to tell you where to cast your net. Where to cast your net. What to invest in. Which step to take. Which turn to make. That's what it does. What the word does is to show you what you must do. To turn your frustration to celebration. To turn your stagnation to outstanding success and breakthrough. What to do? Children, have you any meat? They said no. John 21, verse 5 and 6. And he said, okay, cast your net on the right side. You have been investing in the wrong side before. Cast it on the right side. And when they did it right, they enclosed great multitude of fishes. John 21 and verse 5 to 6. They were not able to draw it for the multitude of fishes. They were not able to draw it. Jesus visited them by showing them what to do. And I believe in this great month of outstanding success, God will be showing you what to do. From his word, he'll be showing you what to do. The Bible is the greatest book of success. The greatest book ever written on the subject of success. Its values are transgenerational. Its impact never wanes. He said, by that book you make your way prosperous and you have good success. So we began a series in the first service this morning on exploring, or captioned exploring, biblical laws of success. Exploring biblical laws of success. And We are on part 1B of that, of this subject this morning. Please know that everybody's result in the kingdom is a product of his personal responsibility. That my daughter came up here, her genotype changed from SS to AA. It was calculated. It wasn't guess. It was a guesswork. It's not God, we take it when he wants. It was me, God, you have said it, and now I'm ready to take it. And she stood there and took it. And SS now turned AA. She will have lived with that all her life. Some could live with failure all their life. But by what to do with what we are hearing now, there will be a change of story. Yeah. What to do with what you are hearing now is the only way to have your story change. Stop explaining away your failure. You are not the only one in this country. Glory to God. This ministry has never gone down once. What's happening in the nation, the force, economic forces, social forces notwithstanding, never gone down once. You'll never go down again in your life. You never go down again in your life. You never go down again in your life. So what to hear is one thing, what to do with it is another. What to hear does not add any value to you. It is what to do with it that does. What to hear has no value to you. It is what to do with what to hear that does. He said, and be ye not hearers, be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. James 1:22. So when you are doing nothing with what to hear, it is equal to self-deception. Self-deception. Self-deception, self-deception. It is what you do with it that determines your outcome. What you do with what you hear is what determines your outcome. He said it is foolishness just writing it down and doing nothing with it. He said, whosoever heareth these things of mine and doeth them, I will like him unto a wise man. And whosoever heareth these things of mine and doeth them not is a fool. He's building his house upon the sand. When the storm comes, it's gone. But that's not you. You are here because you love the wisdom of God, and that wisdom will bear you out. So it is what you and I do with the word that actually adds value to us. It is what we do with the word that adds value to us. You see, she was quoting profusely all the violent prophetic statements of the night of enough is enough. She was quoting it violently. No trouble is permitted to last beyond a moment. Every day is God's day. The day you step out is your day. You must not sleep with that problem. You must deal with it. And then she rose up to the task and got a change of story. That my other daughter said she came here in November last year. And is violently taking what belongs to her. What you do with it is not how long you've been there. It's what you do with what you hear that determines the outcome. Something must come out of this man violently for you. Something enviable must come out of this man in your life. Somebody believe that. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. And let me hear your loudest amen. The prophets showed up and told that widow, what hast thou in thy house? 2 Kings chapter 4 and verse 1. I mean verse 2. What hast thou in thy house? He said nothing. Okay, goodbye. There is always what to do to get what you want. And as you do what you should do, you can't get it. And she said, oh, but a cruse of oil. He said, bring it out. Get as many pots as you can get. Drop a little into each of the pots, shut the door against yourself, and watch what happens. Immediately, she had excess. Something from somebody from scarcity is breaking forth into supernatural plenty this month. That's God speaking to someone. Can I hear your loudest amen? exploring biblical laws of success. I shared some time back that this book called the Bible is the richest gold mine. This book is the richest oil field. This book is the richest diamond mine. Everything you and I will ever need that makes for life and godliness is inside that book. That's why we are embarking on exploration. The things that I need are there, but they are not on the surface. Let me go dig for them. Let me engage the Holy Ghost as my reach to get me there. Something is breaking forth for someone here. When God made man, he made him an entity of success. And he said to him, have dominion. Stay on top. Be in charge. Stand out. Look after. Set the pace. Provide a covering. You are in charge. So man was created a success entity. Genesis 1:26. And when Jesus came, he repositioned man back from his fallen state. He said, yeah, the salt of the earth. Yeah, the light of the world. Therefore, let your light so shine among men that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father which is in heaven. Matthew 5:13-16, paraphrased. Ye are the salt of the earth. That means you will remain ever relevant to your world. You will remain ever relevant to your world. You remain a most valuable entity to the world. Salt is an essential part of your life. Salt deficiency can lead to all kinds of health crises. Salt is essential to your sustenance. All over the world, salt is required to give taste and to preserve flesh. And we are all flesh and now born again with the Holy Ghost on our inside. And now we are in a fleshly world. And for that, the fleshly world to be preserved, they need us. Your world needs you. You are an entity that is ordained to preserve your world from decadence. So you are a valuable asset to human existence. I'd like you to understand who you are. Jesus said, the Father said, have dominion. Jesus came and said, look, man lost dominion to sin. I have come to bring righteousness that will restore man back to his original state of dominion. Therefore, you are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. It is a he that cannot be hid. Therefore, let your light so shine among men. And see, so you are born to shine. This is so important. That's why we came out with that, the Holy Ghost came out with that truth, that outstanding success is your birthright in Christ. Outstanding, a house set on an hill that cannot be hidden. Outstanding success, standing out among your peers in your field at all times. Not just by words of the mouth, but by works of the hand. That they may see your good works and give glory to your Father which is in heaven. From this month onward, everybody will see the mark of royalty on your life. Can I hear your loudest amen? Say one more time with me, outstanding success is my birthright. Outstanding success is my birthright. And when we talk about laws, it means that it takes a discovery of the laws of success before